USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying, "Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use." After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, "We'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president." This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.